Good morning to all my friends in Christ. Today's devotional is 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16. For who has known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. I often get prayer requests, and we all go through this common issue that many times the enemy reminds us of our past. The enemy gives us negative thoughts, and the enemy gives us wrong thoughts, lustful thoughts, negative thoughts about others, negative thoughts about even ourselves. And during the day, we constantly battle and try to suppress negative thoughts and wrong thoughts about ourselves, about others, as we go through the day. I know people who pray regularly, and yet they face negative thoughts, and they struggle to overcome them. I know people who read the Word, and who have memorized the Bible even, many verses, and yet the enemy attacks, and they have to learn to overcome. We all have to learn to overcome negative thoughts and wrong thoughts about circumstances, about issues, about people, about our own self. Now, all these thoughts are damaging. All these thoughts could be the attacks of the enemy or our own selves. But the real question is, how do we overcome them? Remember that the mind, our mind, is the battlefield. So the enemy will attack it, and that is where we need to face the battle. So the battle with the enemy is not a physical battle, but it is a battle of the mindset. So we have to learn to overcome. We have to learn to control our minds. We have to learn to protect our minds so that the enemy, we can have victory over the enemy, over his negative thoughts that he gives in our minds or that he puts in our minds. So how do we do that? So there are several ways. And what I have seen in my own experience and what I share with other people when I minister to them and when I do one-on-one counseling with them, spiritual counseling and mentoring with them, is we don't need to talk to the enemy. We don't need to face the enemy. We don't need to bind the enemy. Remember that Jesus has already obtained victory. And the devil is defeated. So we don't talk to a defeated foe. Yes, we don't need to talk to the defeated foe. We just ignore what he's trying to tell us. And as soon as we get a negative thought, as soon as we feel that the enemy is attacking our mind, we instantaneously start saying to ourselves that I am the righteousness of God. I have the mind of Christ. I am redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus. I am a child of the Most High God. And my body is the temple of God. Holy Spirit lives in me. And Holy Spirit, help me to overcome this negative thought. So start, instead of focusing on the negative thoughts that are being given to you, or that the enemy is trying, that you are distracted by these, and that so that you can leave everything that you're doing, you can stop prayer. Even, yes, people get negative thoughts even when they're praying, even when they're reading the Word. They get negative thoughts, lustful thoughts, wrong thoughts. You don't need to stop doing those good things. Keep reading the Word, keep praying, but resist the enemy and he will flee from you. Start confessing what God has said about you, and you will see those negative thoughts being overcome. Yes, you, I'm talking to you. Yes, you can overcome any thoughts. You can overcome every thought. You can overcome any negative thought coming against you. You can defeat the enemy in your mindset. If you remember that the enemy is defeated and Jesus has victory, in the name of Jesus, I speak victory in your life. Claim victory. Jesus has given us the power to speak victory and claim victory in his name. So you remember that you are the mind, you have the mind of Christ. Jesus has given us his mind. He declared that you are redeemed from the curse. You are redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus, and you are his righteousness. Keep saying those. Keep meditating not on the wrong, but on the positive. Switch your mind to claiming what is rightfully yours and your new inheritance, and you will see that the enemy will flee. Resist the enemy. Resist those negative thoughts, not by fighting. This is a spiritual battle. So we need to attack with the word of God. Hallelujah. May God bless you with victory in your thought life. I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.